and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm your favorite man-child, Adam.
All right, so today is June 1st, so we want to wish all of you guys a happy Children's Day.
That's right. We were just saying, you know, to ourselves, didn't we just record a Children's Day lesson?
last year,
but time really, really flies. Right. So it's really fun to do lessons like this because, you know, all of us are still, hopefully still children at heart.
Always.
But in the meantime, in today's lesson, we have an American, we have a Chinese person, and the American doesn't really understand what Children's Day is.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, what people do on Children's Day.
Right. So today we have a pre-intermediate lesson for you guys, and we are going to talk about this play date that they're on.
Okay, so what exactly is a play date? Well, you are going to have to wait, let's say, about as long as a dialogue, and then you will find out.
All right, let's take a listen to that.
Hey, Sally, thanks for inviting us to the play date.
My pleasure, Matt. I'm glad we could do something for the kids on Children's Day.
I didn't even know there was a dedicated Children's Day in China. I mean, isn't every day a Children's Day?
I know, right? We need a Parents' Day. In any case, you don't have a Children's Day in America?
No, we don't. Is this a big holiday in China?
It sure is, and it keeps getting bigger each year. But it has become so commercialized. Children expect toys and other gifts. When I was a kid, we would celebrate Children's Day in much less materialistic ways.
Yeah, I get what you mean. That's why this playdate is great, getting kids to play together instead of just buying them things.
Well, I did prepare a few gifts for them, but they're arts and crafts kits. The children actually need to make their own gifts.
That's an excellent idea.
Well, it sounds like you don't have to wait any longer, guys, for all of you who are just dying to know what a playdate is. We got it in the first line.
So Matt here says, "Hey, Sally, thanks for inviting us to the playdate."
Okay, so, date. You know, a date is like a date.
Right, there's a time and a place.
Right, so just very, very quickly, guys, remember that if you are going with a beautiful girl to eat dinner, don't call it an appointment.
Right.
Yes.
Or a handsome man.
Yes, right. Anybody. Anybody you're going to have fun with, you want to call that a date. Now, kids don't really go on these kind of
romantic dates.
Or maybe they do now. I don't know. So kids have this play date.
So basically, the parents will schedule a time and a place for the kids to play.
Right. So kind of fun for everyone. I think the parents can usually chat too.
Yeah.
Maybe drink a little bit of wine.
So Sally says, "My pleasure. I'm glad we could do something for the kids on Children's Day."
Okay. If there's anybody out there who doesn't know what Children's Day is, raise your hand. Dan, I'm not seeing any hands. Oh, okay, I see one hand. Okay, Children's Day is on June 1st, which is today.
Yes.
You will see lots of kids with, you know, flowers and toys.
Balloons, and presents.
And big, big smiles on their faces.
Yes, yes. So this day is meant to celebrate kids. I guess you could even call it like a second birthday.
Now, what's interesting here for Matt, the American, is that in America, there is no dedicated Children's Day.
Right, right. So there is no day that's set aside for children.
Right, especially for children. Just for children. And I like what they say here too, you know, isn't every day Children's Day?
Right, right.
Now just going back one second to this word dedicated, there's actually there's lots of different meanings of this word, right? Here it is an adjective. And as we just said, it's kind of points to a, you know, a special use or purpose.
Right.
So like in many cities now, I see dedicated bike lanes.
Ah,
right?
Yes.
Cars aren't allowed to drive in those bike lanes.
But sometimes they're allowed to park
but
there.
But they sure do park there. That's true. Actually, now that you mention parking, you might see, you know, dedicated parking spots.
Oh, yes.
You know, for whatever, you know, the president, important people, or right. whatever.
Now, what if you as a person are dedicated?
What do you mean, what if? Aren't I super dedicated?
Very much so.
So dedicated here would just mean that you're really, really committed to your job or your goal mm-hmm. or, you know, something that you really want to do.
Yes.
Or even, I suppose, you know, dedicated to your marriage or relationship.
Mm-hmm. And for those of our users who love to read, I'm sure you have read many, many dedications at the front of a book.
Okay, so you open the first page and it says, you know, to my lovely wife or mm-hmm. to my amazing children,
right.
to my special teachers.
Yeah.
So this book is for you.
Now, apparently, Children's Day in China has been getting bigger and bigger each year.
This I can agree with.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've been here long enough to see it just grow and grow. People spend more money and more
yeah.
money. And, you know, when people are spending a lot of money, and when people are spending a lot of money, buying a lot of things, selling a lot of things, we can use a kind of long word here, but a very good word.
Yeah.
It becomes commercialized.
All right. So that's a great word to basically mean it's now more focused on earning money.
Yes, exactly. Commercial, commerce, all of these words are just talking about money and
mm-hmm.
buying and selling and money, 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 money. So for us, it's Christmas, right?
Yes.
It's always, every year, it's the same thing. Christmas has become too commercialized. It
right.
used to be about family, and now it's about presents. And actually, it's probably always been pretty
right.
commercial.
Yeah, but you can also think about things that used to be very sentimental, like maybe Mother's Day.
Right.
And now it's super commercialized.
Yes, exactly. Buy mom flowers, buy mom spa day, buy mom this.
Yeah, yeah.
Show her you care.
Now, because of this commercialization, children expect toys and other gifts.
Okay, so expect. Look forward to demand.
I would probably go with demand a bit more.
Yeah, for sure. So just like on Christmas, right? I expect to see lots of presents uh-huh. under the tree on
right.
Christmas.
If
they're not there, I will be very upset.
Mm-hmm. So expect does have two different meanings. One is you think something is going to happen, but you don't know for sure.
Right.
So you can say, we expect it to rain tomorrow.
Right, or even just like, you know, I didn't know what to expect.
Right. But in this case, when you say, you know, we expect gifts, or for example, maybe highly skilled people expect high salaries.
Yes.
In that instance, it means more like demand or require.
Right. So, I mean, I can remember a time when maybe I was taking a test and I didn't do that well on the test.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents said, we expect you to do better next time.
Right, right. They want you to do better.
Yes. Yes.
Now, another way to use expecting is when you're talking about visitors.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, if someone tries to bother you and says, you know, hey, you want to come over today? You could say, sorry, you know, I'm expecting visitors.
Right.
And those visitors themselves, maybe if you're asking them what time they will arrive, you could ask, what time should we expect you?
Right, right. And for those of our users who are expecting a baby, a lot of times you can say that you are expecting to just say, I'm pregnant.
Right. Actually, just saying I'm pregnant is kind of, it's not that it's rude or, you know, it sounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, yeah, people usually find different ways to say that.
Right,
you know,
right.
We're expecting,
mm-hmm.
I'm expecting.
Yes. Now, Sally says that when she was a kid, they celebrated Children's Day in much less materialistic ways.
Okay, so we just had commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have materialistic. So both of these words, yeah, they're kind of long, but they both are great words. If you guys think that modern society is kind of going a little crazy with all the buying and the selling
mm-hmm.
and the stuff and
yeah.
more stuff and more stuff, more stuff. This stuff is what we like to call material possessions.
Exactly. So as an adjective, material means physical.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But over time, this word has, you know, changed from a very neutral word, just kind of meaning, you know, relating to things,
right.
You know, physical things, into something that's kind of negative, right?
Right, right. So now materialistic means that you are very money-oriented and you want material possessions.
Right, more and more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we could say someone is materialistic. We could even talk about materialism, which, you know, all around the world, it doesn't matter where you go, materialism is spreading and spreading and spreading.
And it seems that Matt agrees with her. He says, I get what you mean.
Okay, I get what you mean. Guys, whatever you do, I've heard a lot of you use this phrase, I get, like, you know, to mean I understand.
Yeah.
But I also hear a lot of people say, I get you mean.
Oh, okay.
You know, I get you mean, and it's sort of like, it's almost there. You just need one more word.
Right, right. I mean, the other way you could say this is, I get you.
Right, 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 right. Or even like, I get what you're saying.
Yes. In any case, this phrase is used to express agreement.
Right, and understanding. And I actually do think that Matt and Sally do agree here, right? They don't like this materialistic holiday. And so actually, it sounds like Sally has kind of a good plan here.
So instead of just buying them toys, she prepared gifts that are arts and crafts kits.
Okay, this makes me think back to when I was a kid going to summer camp.
Oh, yes. Those were very, very fun memories for me.
Me too, me too. Now, I think arts and crafts these days is probably more commonly called DIY.
Okay, all right.
I think that's a way most people would understand this. You're just basically making something.
Right, right. I think when we use arts and crafts, we will probably think of kids, but when we use DIY, which stands for do it yourself, it's more for adults.
Yeah, and especially like a lot of DIY stuff is, you know, like cakes or pizza or something.
Right, whereas, or decorating something.
Decorating something. Mm-hmm. Whereas when we were kids, we were making, like, necklaces.
Friendship bracelets.
Friendship bracelets. You know, just kind of like, just kind of stuff that kids would wear.
Mm-hmm. And kids here is basically like maybe a box, and it basically means a set.
Yeah, everything is inside, right? The other kit that comes to mind is first aid kit.
Right, so if you get a small injury, everything that you need will be in that kit.
That's right.
All right, so I think that's about it for this dialogue. Let's go ahead and listen to it one more time.
That's an excellent idea.
Hey, Sally, thanks for inviting us to the playdate.
My pleasure, Matt. I'm glad we could do something for the kids on Children's Day.
I didn't even know there was a dedicated Children's Day in China. I mean, isn't every day a Children's Day?
I know, right? We need a Parents' Day. In any case, you don't have a Children's Day in America?
No, we don't. Is this a big holiday in China?
It sure is, and it keeps getting bigger each year. But it has become so commercialized. Children expect toys and other gifts. When I was a kid, we would celebrate Children's Day in much less materialistic ways.
Yeah, I get what you mean. That's why this playdate is great, getting kids to play together instead of just buying them things.
Well, I did prepare a few gifts for them, but they're arts and crafts kits. The children actually need to make their own gifts.
That's an excellent idea.
Okay, so before we leave, we wanted to touch upon the grammar point in this lesson.
Yeah, very, very, very quickly. So Sally says that when she was a kid, she would celebrate Children's Day differently.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point there was that she used the word would.
Yes.
Right? When I was a kid, I would do this. She also could have said used to.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
Right? With a D, used to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of the time, these two words are, you know, you can use both of them. It's okay. But there are going to be some times when you're really going to want to choose one or the other.
Okay.
So we are going to put those into the grammar section just to help you guys know which one to choose.
All right, sounds good. So now we want to know what you are going to do for your kids or your nieces and nephews for Children's Day.
Right, and even if you really don't like Children's Day, do you take your kids on play dates?
Right, or in the past, how did you celebrate Children's Day with your family?
Do you see it becoming more commercialized, more materialistic, or do you see people wanting to change and go back to, you know, the way it used to be when you guys were kids?
The good old days.
The good old days.
All right, as always, we look forward to your questions and comments, and we will see you guys next time.
All right, bye. His own mind.